8D. Listening Skills. Exercise 2C, page 138. You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about films. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what unexpected aspect each speaker encountered while watching the film. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each person sees as the role of special effects in films. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
I think it's important for films not to go overboard with their special effects. It can be tricky, but when crafted in the right way, they can make the film. It's a fine line, but sometimes subtlety is the key. Special effects should add to and strengthen the film, but not take it over. One film that used its effects well is Forrest Gump. You don't usually think of it as a special effects film, and that's down to the way in which the effects were married so well with the rest of the film's content. I was astounded by how smooth the scenes were, where Forrest met with past presidents.
Speaker 2.
Thor Ragnarok was a bit of a surprise for me. While I was fully expecting to be blown away by the special effects, as has become the norm with all the superhero movies, and I certainly wasn't disappointed on that score, I was really taken aback by how funny it was. I couldn't help laughing out loud at some points. And it wasn't pointless humor. It added to the story, gave a lighthearted contrast to the action, which there was plenty of. I especially loved the thrill of watching the action scenes. The effects were thrilling, as they should be, made even more breathtaking by the fantastic use of music as an accompaniment.
Speaker 3.
Special effects have become so commonplace now that they are, I think, being overused. It's shocking how many films use them just because they can. To my mind, they should only be used when they need to be, such as laying the groundwork for fantasies or adventures in space, like Gravity. The special effects in Gravity were excellent, but they didn't stand out, which meant the director was free to simply tell the story. And the way he did that was exceptional. I couldn't believe how effective it was with only two main characters, and for a lot of it, there was only Sandra Bullock's Dr. Stone on the screen.
Speaker 4.
I love the Pirates of the Caribbean films. They're so funny. I remember watching the first one. I knew it was going to make me laugh, and it did. And you know what? That was down to the actors. The character of Captain Jack especially was a revelation. I never would have thought that an actor could capture a role so completely, but... And the special effects also lent to the humor. They were used at just the right time and at the right pace to allow the plot to flow. And that's what effects should do. They should be in tune with the film, not go against the grain of it.
Speaker 5.
I love watching films as a way of escaping the everyday normality of my humdrum life. That's why I enjoy science fiction films and fantasies so much. To me, that's what these films are for. The special effects create other worlds for us to explore through the big screen instead of just showering us in huge explosions. One that definitely fits the bill is Avatar. It was amazing. I was so excited when I went to see it, but I didn't realize how emotionally invested I would get in the characters. They were created on a computer screen, yet I cared about what happened to them. I laughed and cried with and for them. It was very moving.